Good morning, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, I don't know if I have the right number. I'm actually calling for my mother-in-law. We're looking into the possibility of her getting paid to take care of her 45-year-old Down syndrome son. Is this the right number?
Yeah, this is home care. What county does your mother-in-law reside in?
This is Lehigh.
Okay, Lehigh County.
Right? You're in
And
Lehigh, right, Kara? Yeah. Okay, yeah, Lehigh.
the patient, what's his first and last name? Let me check to see if they're eligible.
Okay, his first name is Rocky.
That's his name is at birth, right?
Yes,
Rocky. Okay, Rocky.
correct. Moscufo, Moscufo, as in Frank, O.
And date of birth?
Date of birth 1/1/81.
And home address?
410 Locust Street, Coopersburg, Pennsylvania, 18036.
All right, please hold while I check this for you, okay?
Okay, thanks. I feel like I called this before for you. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
What did they tell you though? If you called someone already, he should have been on services because it doesn't
Oh.
take that long.
That was a while ago. Don't
Yeah.
even go by what I just said, because
Okay.
I made a
Let
lot
me
of phone
check.
calls. So.
No, not only that, I'm like, wait, because it only takes
Yeah,
one
I was
call
actually
to
I
get
said that to
somebody
my
on services.
I no, I said that to my mother-in-law. I
Okay.
didn't say that to you, so
All right,
sorry.
let's check to see what's going on with him. Let's see what kind of Medicaid. Let's see what he has, okay? And if
Okay,
he's
thank you.
eligible, then we're gonna start the process today. Is your
Okay,
mother-in-law
cool.
gonna be the only one to get paid, or you're gonna add yourself as well to the care plan?
Not sure.
Okay. We'll leave that open. You'll discuss that with me later, okay?
Okay.
'Cause like, let's say she needs a break, or she's not available, or she's on vacation, or you're running
Correct.
errands for him while she's home cleaning and cooking. You both can clock in and out the same day,
All right, well
okay?
then, yeah, put me on. Yeah,
Okay.
let's do it.
So he's through UPMC and he has active Medicaid. He has the eligibility codes to submit the referral, girl. You guys should have been getting paid for
Oh
this.
my God, are you serious?
Yes, he's been eligible for this for 4 years now. Don't tell
Okay,
her,
let's
she'll
do
be
it.
pissed. All right.
Oh, I love
Don't
you.
tell her. I
It
would
seems
be
surprising
too,
for a normal
though.
person. Okay, all right, I know. That's crazy, but let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it
Yeah, we're gonna
now.
do this now. All right. So you're the daughter-in-law. What's your name? 'Cause I'm gonna also put you down. What's your name?
Okay. Melanie.
Can you spell that?
Melanie.
The only reason why I
Moscufo.
asked, 'cause everybody spells it differently. They'll say
Yeah,
why.
I
So,
know. Yep, I
is it
know.
the same last name?
Yes.
Okay, and a good number to reach Rocky or his mom.
So, yeah, it wouldn't be Rocky, it would be his mom. So, well, hold on. I'm putting you on speaker. She's right
Yeah,
here. Phone number.
please. What's her name?
Terry.
Miss Terry, my name is Jasmine. I'm gonna be further assisting you and your son onto services, okay? He is eligible.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And we're not gonna let you know that he's been eligible for 4 years now. We're not gonna say that at all, okay?
Oh.
We're happy we're gonna be doing this today. Miss Terry, what's your last name?
Masufo.
Okay. And a good number to reach you?
570 637 476.
So that's 570-637-476. I'm missing a digit.
637 3476.
Got it. All right. All right. So I'm going to give you ladies some information that you're going to need. Okay, because we got to get a hold of the Medicaid broker and get him online for that in-home assessment he's going to need to determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours he gets. Right now, he's eligible through Medicaid to submit the referral, but now Medicaid has to come out into the home and do what's called an in-home assessment. All right,
Okay.
that's when they determine everything, how many hours he gets, how many days he's been approved for. All right. Are you ladies ready for me?
Yes, I am.
So I want you to write Medicaid broker number.
Okay.
The Medicaid broker number is 877-550-4227. That's 877-550-4227.
Okay.
Now I'm going to give you his Medicaid ID number. So put Medicaid ID number next to it.
Okay.
One second.
Okay, ready?
Yep. It's 260-121-3776.
Okay.
I have all the information that I need to submit the referral on my end. I'm just waiting for one of our coordinators here at Family First Care to be available to further you guys along. Okay, so now we're going to write the agency's info. Okay, so I want you to write Family First Care is the name of the agency that's going to hire you and Miss Terry and assist Mr. Rocky onto services.
Okay.
The agency's phone number is 267-1-7400.
Wait, 26. I'm missing a number.
267-551-551.
Oh, you went out there further. Okay, 267-551-7400. 551-7400.
You got it. And my name is Jasmine. Okay.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Absolutely. I'm just waiting for one of our coordinators here, because now what's going to happen is they're going to assist you through this call, so you're not doing everything on your own. And they're also going to send you the hiring package for you and Miss Terry, so you guys can get it out the way. So by the time he's approved, you're registered and on payroll, ready to start getting paid the day that the authorization becomes effective with the state.
That's crazy.
I know. You see how it, you like, oh my God, was this all we had to do?
Wow. So mm-hmm. Is there like an interview process? Because I did this with my mother.
Is there what?
An interview process.
Okay, so you're not going to get interviewed and neither is Miss Terry on an agency level, because there's a program that allows Rocky to assign his friend, family, or trusted loved one. So you guys don't need interview processing. All you need to do is pass the background check. And fill out your hiring application and submit all your documentations. Once that's in, we add you to payroll. Now, Rocky will be assessed through the state. They will be coming into the home.
Okay, right. To see how many days and hours and all that. Okay.
And to see if he's a real life person and if there's real needs in the home.
That's true.
Okay.
I guess people.
It's bad. A fraud.
Yeah,
you got
I can't
it,
even
girl.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it kind of messes it up for everyone else that really needs it.
Right. Well, so that's the world we live in, right?
Yes. So unfortunately, we have to go through it.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're just waiting for that other person.
Yep. I'm just waiting for someone to be available to speak to you. And also next to his Medicaid, put UPMC because that's his provider.
Yeah. Okay.
And you want to stay with UPMC? Because UPMC is one of the four carriers that pay for home care. So you guys are good. All we need to do is get you guys.
So that's a good thing. Okay.
Yes. Into the right hands to get him his evaluation at home.
You have a note. Like, do you have a notebook?
Yeah. That's why I was going to tell you to put everything down, because this is information you're going to need in the future, and it's good to have.
Yeah. You can write it somewhere that
she can reference back to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there any minors in the home residing?
No.
Okay. I'm going to place you in a brief hold, okay, until someone is available. Please hold.
Okay, thank you.
I'm transferring you to Miss Erica now, okay, Miss Melanie? Welcome to Family First Care. You call me if you need me. Absolutely. Please hold.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Please hold.